Here's how we go green at the Duggins household. Plastic bottles and tin cans go in the blue recycle bin. Newspapers, too. Guess who gets to haul all that out to the curb every Sunday? And we get our hot water from a tankless water heater, which is supposed to save on energy. We thought we were doing our bit for the environment. That is, until I met Shannon Riley. Riley is the founder and CEO of One Stop Environmental. It's a Birmingham-based company that does cleanup projects like the Fort Rucker Army Base and Birmingham Shuttlesworth International Airport.
We are the dirty side of the environmental cleanup world. We're the guys out there with the boots on getting the job done, so that when we leave the site, no one knows there's ever an environmental issue that had occurred there.
Riley got her master's in chemistry at the University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa. However, she says the spot where she got her first training in environmental cleanup often takes a little explaining.
I'll say I worked at Los Alamos and they'll kind of give me a blank stare.
If Los Alamos sounds a little familiar but you can't put your finger on it, it could be because of something scientists built there in the early 1940s.
A short time ago, an American airplane dropped one bomb on Hiroshima and destroyed its usefulness to the enemy.
That's President Harry S. Truman.
That bomb has more power than 20,000 tons of TNT.
And one of Riley's first jobs out of college was at the place that developed the atomic bomb.
It was wonderful. I loved working at Los Alamos, not only for the history of the area, and it was a beautiful place. You know, it was high desert, and the research was very fascinating. But I was researching the removal of the waste that was left behind after they had created the atomic bomb.
And the practical experience didn't end there.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Katrina held its hurricane status for hours after making landfall. Flooding and wind damage.
More practical experience came in 2007 when Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans. Riley had just opened up One Step Environmental, and the Big Easy had problems from Katrina ranging from oil spills to industrial waste and raw sewage that needed to be cleaned up. Riley got some of her first contracts during that cleanup effort, which taught her two things. One, how to deal with governmental paperwork, and number two, dealing with people.
Our job was one thing, but we also had to deal with the people, residents who had undergone a crisis, and how to handle people who, work with people with compassion. Because we were in there to get a job done, but we were also making a lot of noise. We had big trucks, and they had already been through a lot.
Then there was April 27th, 2011.
A massive tornado estimated to be about a mile wide hit Tuscaloosa just south of the University of Alabama campus. The twister damaged nearby.
The National Weather Service issued 154 tornado warnings on April 27th, 2011, the day the storms blew through. Riley says older buildings in Tuscaloosa prompted concern about asbestos. She says there was also a state mandate to use Alabama workers on the cleanup.
For Tuscaloosa, we had 13 crews, which meant 13 supervisors, 13 heavy equipment operators, 13 pieces of equipment, and we were staged all over the state of Alabama. So then you're coordinating with hotels, and you're getting people places.
And then there are the chemical train derailments, work on environmentally conscious golf courses, and even cleaning up meth labs for Jefferson County. Riley and I will discuss it all tonight on Alabama Inc. at 10 p.m. on your local Alabama public television station. I'm Pat Duggins, APR News in Birmingham.